Good to have you guys aboard. I know we skipped month of June, guys, into July. And Ryan, hard to believe, classes at the campuses, all the campuses are going to be kicking off next month.
They are. The summer classes are winding down, I think, end of next week. I think is when most of those wind down for good. And then, yeah, 4 weeks from Monday, the semester is starting.
I know all the campuses, and I know we'll probably hook up, I'm sure, with Keller Rippon over at MCC. They always have some great opening week of different stuff that get the kids involved and stuff like that, and I'm sure all the campuses will do that again this year.
They will be. So, yeah, we'll have the open house and new student orientation on the 15th, right before the semester kicks off, so a lot of the new students to campus will be able to come out and tour around and meet some of the faculty, and really hit the ground running when classes start on that Monday, so... But yeah, there'll be lots of activities going on when faculty get back here on the 11th, I believe it is. And so, it's coming quick.
Let's get to the agenda from last night, which was right here in McCook, East Campus. And first of all, you had quite a few folks speak up and open forum, didn't you?
Yeah, so yeah, I always encourage people to come talk to us, you know. And if they want to talk to the board, that's fine as well. We always have the open forum for public and for staff and faculty and board members to speak. And so, you know, great individuals. Norma and Don, big supporters of the college for a long time, you know, just want to express their concerns with music and theater. And so, you know, we're trying to wrestle with that right now. Obviously, we are big supporters of the arts. We just want to make sure that we're right-sizing it for the size of the institution and for the interest. I mean, it's different than it was 30, 40 years ago with the arts. And so, you know, you see UNK and some of those contracting the number of majors they're doing. And so, you know, we want to make sure that we have the opportunities for our students, but we got to make sure that we can also afford it. And so we're kind of wrestling with a lot of the questions they had for us last night. And so I offered to Norma and Don and others that we need to have them sit down and discuss kind of where we're at and what they want to see and how we can partner together. So great conversation. Again, highly respected individuals. We're glad they came and talked to us, and always encourage people to reach out to us and let's have a conversation. If there's things you're concerned about or things that we need to be doing that maybe we've missed, you know, let us know.
I know Kelly talked about a pretty special event that's going to be coming to McCook first part of September.
Yeah, so, you know, Rick, he's got a lot of energy, and so Rick, our art instructor, we really appreciate the passion he's got for the college and for his craft, and so he is able to secure, again, the American Watercolor Society International Exhibit September 8th through the 27th there at Wrightstone. So, you know, it's open to the public. Come out and see it. I know Rick will greet you at the front door and kind of give you a recap of what's going on there, but a phenomenal opportunity to have a show that you normally see in the bigger cities come to the rural part of Nebraska. So, again, we appreciate everything that Rick does for the college, for the art department, and really the community as a whole. So if you can get out sometime in that 6-7 week period and see the show, we would appreciate having you on campus.
Yeah, a couple of new campus administrators from Imperial and Ogallala that were introduced.
Yeah, some people seem to have to retire. We don't understand it, but they do. But, Brenda Liddell, who, phenomenal individual, our original Imperial campus coordinator, she did decide to retire, and she'd been there 20-plus years. And so we're excited for her for retirement. I know she wants to be grandma and do some of those things and travel a little bit. But Brandy Danett, who also is a longtime member of that Imperial community, went through our program there. She knows what it's like to be a student at Imperial. I've been administrator at the public schools and teacher, and so we're excited to have her as our community campus coordinator. So Brandy has already hit the ground running. She will do some great things. And same thing with Jenny Soper there in Ogallala, a longtime member of the Ogallala community. She's worked for Adams Bank for almost 2 decades and has a lot of connections in that community. And she'll pick up where Mary left off and keep the ball rolling. So excited to have two high-caliber individuals serving in those roles in Imperial and Ogallala.
And you also have a new director of business and community education?
Yeah, so I think the title might be wrong here, because I think Sharon Kiker is our director of business and community education. But so Marlene Gutenberger has been serving as Sharon's administrative assistant for about 7 years. When Tim Zender relocated back to Minnesota, Marlene Gutenberger interviewed for that job, and so she's going to be kind of that coordinator role, working with business and industry contacts to continue to bring more training opportunities to them. So we're excited for Marlene to make that step up in her transition in her career. So, again, another person who's been with us. She knows the ropes. She's made the contacts, and she'll do great things.
And finally, Ed, one of our board members expressed thanks once again for having the meeting at the East Campus building.
So this was a different meeting. So Tyler is part of the Nebraska Community Foundation Board, and they hosted their board meeting on East Campus here, I think, last month. And so You know, we just continue to get lots of compliments on East Campus and what it's going to do for that community and just the quality of the remodel. So that's really what his expression was, is just to say, this place is awesome. It's great to be able to have a facility where we can host these things in Southwest Nebraska. So kudos to Darren and his staff and Jennifer Morgan and Sharon Kiger for all the stuff they're doing to bring more community events to the campus.
You had just really a couple of different action items discussed last night.
Yeah, and again, Mike went through a facility master plan and just kind of the status of where we're at earlier in the work session. And so really nothing, you know, where Tipton Hall is coming down, obviously. It was a temporary building that lasted 60-plus years. And so if you're driving by campus, by the pool, you'll see that they are doing the demolition work there. It'll become green space for a while until we figure out if there is a use for that space. But nice to have a little open spot on that campus. We will be doing something with an outdoor. We used to have a gazebo down there, and that gazebo was taken out by a windstorm a few years ago. So looking at some type of an outdoor venue for students and staff to get out of the building, especially during nice weather, to have a little shelter from the sun, but a place that they can gather and do some classes and things outside. So we'll be working on that. But other than that, it's a lot of classroom models, HVAC upgrades, roof replacements over the next couple of years. We're working with Valentine, but that's funded through the Valentine Tourism Board and their fundraising on a convention center. So they've asked us to cut our teeth at East Campus and then, you know, bring some other things we learned to Valentine. So we're working with them as well. And then Mike's financial report for June, this is the end of the fiscal year, and so we're about $700,000 to the black, better than we thought we would be when we did the budget in last fall. So about a 2% better than we anticipated. So that's positive on the budget front. And then still trying to unravel the reconciliation bill from the big beautiful bill from Washington and how that impacts us. We're going to have to be looking at a couple programs, I think, because some of the federal loans will not be eligible for programs unless the incremental increase in wages with an associate's degree is a certain level higher than a high school diploma. And so we do have some in our area that are going to be on the border. So we're going to have to evaluate those and see if those programs need to be maybe upgraded or changed a little bit to meet the thresholds on the loans. They have done an increase in the short-term workforce Pell. It's a new program. So more short-term trainings could be eligible. GAP covers some of it, which helped with some of the non-credit stuff and even some of the for-credit. But the short-term workforce Pell could help others who want to come back on a part-time basis, as long as the coursework is again, high-demand, high-skill, high-wage job, and is at least an 8 weeks in duration course. And so those are things we're watching for with the Big Beautiful Bill. Those won't go into effect until July 1st of 2026. We kind of have a year to make sure our processes and procedures align with the federal requirements. And then the only thing we're kind of still waiting on is our adult education funding for 25-26 is still frozen, so they're still reviewing that. That's not just us, that's a nationwide freeze. But that is our English language learners. A lot of our GED testing and some of our disability services are tied into those funds. And so we think they'll probably be released as we requested them for 25-26, but 26-27 and beyond is still up in the air. So we'll continue to work with our delegation, and hopefully we can secure those funds because they're needed to really help get individuals, especially adult learners, into the workforce.
You had some cabinet reports as well?
Yeah, and that's really what I talked about. Okay. And my cabinet report was that piece. And so we do have a lot of things going on. The Coordinating Commission for Postsecondary Education is going to host their monthly meeting at East Campus there in McCook next Friday. We have Dr. Gold is going to be in the area next week as well. So Dr. Gold will be in Curtis on NCTA in the morning on next Wednesday, and then he'll be at West Central Research Extension Center early afternoon here in North Platte. He'll be on our campus mid-afternoon, and then he's doing a community thing in the evening in North Platte. So we'll see him, and then a couple weeks later, Dr. Deli Davies, the interim chancellor for UNMC, Brian Ash there in McCook is on the, I think he's in the President's Advisory Committee, and so those guys are able to get Dr. Gold and other administrators in the area. And so Dr. Deli Davies from UNMC will be in McCook on August 5th. And so we'll be meeting with them and probably high school leaders and others on how we can work with UNMC even better in our service area. So lots of cool stuff, lots of cool partnerships and visitors on campus in the next couple of weeks.
All right. Anything else in reports there?
No, I think that covers the report stuff.
Okay, very good. And that pretty much adjourned, once again, the meeting from last night. Daniel, anything on your end?
Mid Plains Community College is offering free tuition for dual credit and early entry classes beginning this fall. Get ahead, save money, and transform your future while in high school. Talk to your high school guidance counselor or give us a call at 308-535-3607. And the 2025 raffle car has hit the streets and will be coming to a town near you. The 1972 GMC C10 will be in Kearney and David City this weekend, but then we'll turn home next weekend. So we'll have McCook on our plate. Thanks to High Plains Radio for helping us set up that stuff in McCook. So we'll be in McCook. You can look at all those dates in the schedule on our website at mpcc.edu. One of the new things this year is you don't necessarily have to be physically. If you can't make it or can't make it to any of our campuses, you can buy tickets online. So visit our website at mpcc.edu, and you can just click on purchase tickets online right there in the scroller.
Yeah, that helps out. You always like to see folks come and purchase a ticket in person. But you got some folks that live, gosh, West Coast, East Coast, that can't do it, but are interested in helping out and getting a ticket. That really helps them out a lot, doesn't it?
It really does. We're finding out some of the guys that are tied to rodeo. So we have, you know, some of our Canadian rodeo families, they're buying tickets. And one of our road kids from Australia, his parents and friends are buying tickets. And so, yeah, it's like, I'm not paying to ship it to Australia. I'm not paying to ship it to Hawaii. But, you know, again, like we always tell them is, you know, once the cost of the car is done, you're paying for scholarships for students and so, and those programs. And so it's not money wasted if you don't win. You're just a donor for the scholarships.
Yep, but the raffle pickup's going to be in McCook July 31st and again August the 14th. And we've got some select businesses where we'll be at, and we'll let you know here right around the corner. So that's coming up right around, in fact, 2 weeks from today is on the 31st. So.
Yep.
Next meeting for the Board of Governors is going to be coming up next month. And where are you going to be at?
August 20th on North Campus here in North Platte.
All right. And school will be off and running soon. If not, what did you say the first day of classes was?
It's first day of class, I think, is the 18th of August. And